supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Minutes and 20 seconds away from tipping off the Greater Thumb West Conference game schedule. It's Cassidy at Bad Axe in a wild, wild west showdown. Both teams at 3-2. We've broken down the Cassidy Redhawks, the visiting team. Now for the home team, the Bad Axe Hatchets. They're 3-2 overall, the same record as Cassidy. Just like Cassidy, they're 0-0 in league play, playing the first game in conference play tonight. Last year, Bad Axe and Cassidy split victories, each breaking each other's serve by winning on the road. At home, Bad Axe is 2-1. That loss, only loss, comes from also Marlette, a team that also beat Cass City. Bad Axe overall averages 53 points per game and gives up double digits less on defense at 42.5, so plus 10.5 differential for the Hatchets. At home, the differential jumps drastically, and when Bad Axe wins, they win big at home. The Hatchets average on offense in a win at home is 62.5 points, and they give up only 30.5 on defense, a differential in their favor of 32 points. Now we find out John Mooney's keys to a Hatchet victory.
Clark, Coach Jim Quinn's Bad Axe Hatchets, they're just absolutely fun to watch. You got players like Austin Turmel, Matt Kramer, Ben Braden, Nick Flannery, Tyler Labor, James Canarian. They all have quick hands, and they're going to attempt to disrupt their opponent to create easy baskets for themselves. Now to negate Cassidy's inside threat, look for 6'5" Will Sutton to make his presence be known. This is going to be shaping up to be a whale of a ball game.
Bad Axe's story last year finished the season at 13-8 and 8-4 in league play. Tonight is their first league game of the 2013 season, are trying to put their best foot forward. Bad Axe has gone 2-2 against GTE teams this year, but that doesn't matter as the next 5 out of 6 games are in conference play. Bad Axe is currently on a 2-game win streak, taking out Sandusky at home by 35 and on the road at Memphis by 33. With a victory tonight, Bad Axe would move to 4-2 overall in first place in the Greater Thumb West Division. Now we listen in for the national anthem here in Bad Axe, Michigan, as Cassidy on the road in the GTC West.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, please. A few weeks ago, the Bad Axe basketball program lost a supporter and friend, Kelly Geiger, who was killed in an automobile accident December 21st. She was the mother of junior varsity player Derek Geiger. At this time, we ask for a moment of silence for Mrs. Geiger. Thank you. Please stay standing for the national anthem.
The national anthem is in the books, and before that, a moment of silence for Kelly Geiger, who was killed in a car accident just a few weeks ago in a snowstorm. Starting lineups for both teams, starting for the Kansas City Redhawks on the opposing in their white jerseys tonight, their maroon jerseys with a white outline is number 2, Cody Orban, number 4, Colin Hartwick, number 5, Lucas Schenk, number 11, Jacob Perry, and number 45, that 6'8" senior of Cole Israelson. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, number 5, Austin Termel, number 15, Ben Braden, number 23, James Canarian, number 25, Tyler Labor, and number 44, Will Sutton. The Bad Axe Hatchets, coached by Jim Quinn, Cass City, Aaron Fernald. We're going with a three-man referee system tonight, Daryl Wehner, Jeff Wachowski, and Mike Dalpierre. John, last thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be Bad actually going to try to dictate the tempo in this game. They knew that last year that Cass City came out of the gate really quick. They hit a number of trays, courtesy of Cody Orban. They don't want to see a repeat of this, of that performance. But, of course, on Cass City's side, that's exactly what they want to see. I'll tell you, this is really going to be it's matching up to be a really interesting ball game already.
It's now time for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. John, what's your prediction for tonight?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb on this one and say Bad Axe is going to win by 3.
Oh.
60-57.
60-57 in an offensive shootout is John's prediction, and I'm going Bad Axe as well. Bad Axe 51, Cass City 46. Only time will tell as to who is more accurate. Both shots in the dark here, as this is our first game in the Greater Thumb West. Our first game saw a crossover between the Reese Rockets of the West and the Harbor Beach Pirates of the East, where Harbor Beach came out and never looked back.
Well, by the way, I do predict that the Pirates will win that one. Well, they already played
it. Always a day late and a dollar short there. Well, number 44, Will Sutton for Bad Axe, who typically has a height advantage, is the shorter in the circle right now, going against the 6'8", Cole Israelson of Cass City. Cass City moving right to left across the radio, and Israelson wins the tip with ease into the hands of number 2, Cody Orban, coming across the timeline right to left in the maroon jerseys with white lettering and white sides. Cass City over to Orban in the right wing, over to the left wing to number 5, Schenk. Takes one dribble, picks up his dribble, feeds it into the post to Israelson, takes the easy layup, and bounces off the backboard, and it's good. It's Cass City 2-0. Here comes Termel across the timeline for Bad Axe in white jerseys, yellow outline on the sides, blue lettering, hatchets across the top. Over to the 1-5, 15, Ben Braden, over to number 25 to the right wing, Tyler Labor. Dribbles back up to the top of the key, goes right into the lane, all the way down to the left post, picks up his dribble, goes up for the shot, and they say he traveled before taking the shot, a turnover for Bad Axe, and Cass City gets the ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
Bad Axe is pressing right now. Now, just what we thought, they're going to try to dictate the tempo and move it up a little bit.
Colin Hartwick brings it up for Cass City, trying to get through a zone press by the Bad Axe Hatchets. Gets it across the timeline to number 11, Jacob Perry. Picks up his dribble on the right wing, feeds it back up to Orban, top of the key, takes the free throw jump shot, and this one's good. Cass City out to a 4-0 lead over the Bad Axe Hatchets with 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter. It's 4-0 Cass City. Termel across the timeline, over to the right wing, into the right corner to 15, Braden. He dribbles into the right elbow, kicks it out to Canarian on the left wing for the three. This one's no good, and rebounded with ease by Israelson, who throws right out of bounds. And it's last tipped by Bad Axe, and it's going to remain Cass City ball. Number 4, Colin Hartwick. Hartwick passes it someone into Orban, coming across the timeline, being guarded by Termel. Over to the left wing, feeding into Israelson at the left post, turns, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled on the way up, and the shot is good.